Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. Last week, we discussed Citizen of a Wider Commonwealth, Ulysses S. Grant's Post-Presidential Diplomacy by Edwina S. Campbell, which is making its paperback debut on Friday. This week, we want to celebrate the life of press author Herbert K. Russell, who recently passed away. As written in his obituary, Herb was a college teacher, editor, and writer, as well as a literary scholar and Illinois historian. He has been acknowledged as the foremost authority on Edgar Lee Masters and published the definitive biography of Masters with University of Illinois Press. He also contributed numerous articles on Edgar Lee Masters in scholarly journals and reference works, such as the Encyclopedia of American Literature, Dictionary of Midwestern Literature, and the Dictionary of Literary Biography, American Poets, 1880 to 1945. He loved Southern Illinois and wrote or edited several Southern Illinois University Press books which highlighted the beauty and resources of the area. These included a Southern Illinois album, Farm Security Administration Photographs, 1936 to 1943, Southern Illinois Coal, a portfolio, The State of Southern Illinois, an Illustrated History, and Fleur Spar Mining, Photos from Illinois and Kentucky, 1905 to 1995. He received many accolades throughout his life, most notably the Newbery Library Fellow Award and several Superior Achievement Awards from the Illinois State Historical Society. Along with his scholarly pursuits, Herb enjoyed being outside and could often be found planting trees, clearing brush, or just walking his various properties with a cup of coffee in hand. He valued higher education and took pride in his daughter working for a Big Ten institution, the University of Iowa. Due to his vast and varied knowledge, he was the team member everyone wanted for family trivial pursuit games. I interviewed Dr. Russell in 2023 for Inside the Blanket Fort, and we discussed his book, The State of Southern Illinois, an Illustrated History. Here's some of what he had to say.
So the book has some 230 photographs. It begins with Southern Illinois millions of years ago when the area was being shaped both by a volcano or two and the glaciers. It is buttressed by some 230 photos. All of the sources, all of the information is fully sourced with a bibliography. It is a scholarly work, making use of independent outside sources, and the photographs complement what is said in the text.
He added about his inspiration for writing the book.
Well, the chief reason was that I've lived in this area almost exclusively since I arrived here for an MA in 1965, except for the time in the Army. And I've been fascinated by the region, not only because it became my home, but also because of its unusualness, that it was distinctly unlike the rest of Illinois. Southern Illinois is special for a good many reasons. I suppose the most distinct reason is the geology of the region, which, of course, is the geology that determines everything else that happens. Northern Illinois and Central Illinois got the very richest farmland, some of the best in the world. Southern Illinois was distinctly south of that, and it had farmland that was less productive, in part because it received the benefits of only one glacier. And the glaciers are all important in determining the fertility and the suitability of land for farming. They leave behind nutrients, and as you can tell when you drive, say, from Carbondale to Chicago, it levels the land that it goes over, and the northern Illinois area received the benefits of several glaciers, and it has a much more productive farm situation to work with, both for crops and for livestock. I suppose one of the pleasures of working with the SIU Press is that it has over the years been receptive to several book ideas, beginning with a boy book written for boys about the Civil War, The Flag on the Hilltop, which concerns a man who, quite surprisingly to many, raised a flag supporting the Union Army in the opening days of the Civil War, and who, after he moved to Carbondale, owned much of the central campus of Southern Illinois University, including the ground on which you and I are speaking.
Oh,
So he was a very prosperous landowner, and he left the campus in pretty good shape in many ways. It was he who first decided that there should be a campus lake, only he named it after himself in those days, Thompson Lake, and it was only later on that it became known as Campus Lake.
We at SIU Press are honored to have worked with Dr. Russell on his books, and we recommend them to anyone interested in learning more about Southern Illinois. You can find several of the books he either wrote or edited on our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about another book making its paperback debut in March. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.